Hello everyone, and welcome to Inspiration Sounds and more stories from the heart of the world. This is episode 55, and once again, I'm Budsamudra Knox. Well, I hope you had a great week, wherever you are. It's pretty nippy here in New Zealand right now. In fact, today it's quite cold in Auckland. We're in the heart of our winter here, but for those of you in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm sure you're enjoying some balmy days, replete with sunshine and fresh air. Anyway, on today's show, I have two stories for you, and without any further ado, we'll get started. Thanks for listening. I'm Budsamudra. The Court Jester's Most Painful Joke, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatised by Budsamudra Knox. There was once a king who was extremely fond and proud of his court jester. Each time the court jester said something witty, the king burst into roaring laughter. The king used to give this court jester special rewards whenever he surpassed himself in saying something that was extremely funny and at the same time deeply meaningful. One day, the king decided that on the following day he would not laugh, no matter what the court jester said. He took an oath that he would remain very serious, even to the point of sadness throughout the entire day. He would not allow even a smile to escape from his lips. When the next day dawned, the king summoned his ministers and went out early in the morning for a ride on his horse. The king and his entourage were aimlessly riding through the king's estates when, all of a sudden, they saw the court jester on his horse. He was not coming in their direction. It appeared that he was going somewhere else. The king wanted to catch the court jester's attention, and so he called out, "Hey! Hey there!" The court jester brought his horse to a halt and walked towards the king. The king said to him, "Oh, you are so short! You are so thin! You are so slight! You do not seem to be strong at all! But your horse is so strong, so stout, and so beautiful and powerful. How do you keep him so beautiful, powerful, strong, and stout? What is the secret to his excellent condition?" The court jester said to the king, "I feed my horse, your highness, but you feed me. This is the difference between my appearance and that of my horse." The king could not laugh. He could not even smile. Indeed, he fulfilled his oath because he felt absolutely sad and miserable for the rest of the day. Then, on the following day, he increased the salary of his court jester. In Search of Incomparable Beauty, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. One day, a young boy returned home from school. As he entered his house, he saw on the floor a beautiful necklace. Immediately, he cried out to his mother, "Mother, mother, where did you get this from?" His mother came hurrying into the room. As soon as she saw the necklace, she said, "Oh, my God! Well, I must have dropped it when I came home from work. Such an expensive thing, such a beautiful thing. You know that every day I go to work for a rich, elderly woman. Today, she was so pleased with me that she gave me one of her necklaces. The problem is that when she wears this necklace, she looks so beautiful. But I am sure that if I wear it, I will not look as beautiful. Physically, she is much more beautiful than I am, and when she wears these gems, they add so much to her beauty. Just by wearing her necklace, I will never be able to equal her in beauty." The young boy felt sincerely sorry for his mother. The next day, when he went to school, the teacher happened to say to his pupils, "The sky is so beautiful. The sun is so beautiful. The moon is so beautiful. The stars are so beautiful. God's creation is so beautiful. But God himself is infinitely more beautiful. That is why he was able to create such beautiful things, sun, moon, and stars. If you look around at nature, you will see that everything is so beautiful. Why? Precisely because God himself is much more beautiful than his own creation. The boy said to himself, "This reminds me of the necklace belonging to the rich woman. My mother says that when the rich woman wears it, she looks exceptionally beautiful because she herself is most beautiful. In the same way, God must be much more beautiful than all the beautiful things he has created. Let me go to the beautiful one. Let me go to the source of all beauty. I want to see with my own eyes God the all-beautiful." The young boy did not return home that evening. Nobody could find him. Hours became days, and days became months. Still he was missing. Years passed by. His family all believed that he had met with some kind of accident and gone to the other world. They were totally heartbroken and grief-stricken. Many years later, a letter arrived at the mother's home. It read, "Mother, you told me about the beauty of the rich lady. The next day, when I heard about God's beauty from my teacher, I was deeply inspired to search for God. Now I have found God, Mother. I have realized God. Now I do not need any earthly beauty because the source of all beauty has come to me." At first the mother cried and cried for her lost son, but then she became extremely happy in the knowledge that he had found God, the only beauty. Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds. This has been episode 55. I hope you enjoyed that one, folks. It's time for me to go now. As always, my thanks to the team, John, Kamalakanta and Shumangali. And of course, as always, to Sri Chinmoy for providing us with such great stories and such great material to use in our series. I look forward to next week for being with you for episode 56. But until that time, stay happy, stay safe. I'm Budsamudra. Goodbye.